Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. So glad to see the Charlie's and John coming back to join us. Today I'm going to preach a sermon. It's related to the leadership. The title is Lead with the Spiritual Clarity. Lead with the spiritual clarity. When I prepare for this sermon, there's so many things that I come across in me. And I'm thinking, right? Everybody know we have a 1 o'clock right now, right? And some of the parents will come up and really asking me, isn't there one of the principle or is it one of the goals to train the kids to be a great leader? So how did you guys do that? And then when we are involved in a church worship, and generally we have a different ministry, and there every ministry have to have a person to lead it. And for example, the worship team or EMT team, they're always a leader. So when we are doing all this kind of leading, right, doesn't matter if it's in a church or in the society, somehow, more than you can understand, you are a leader to some extent, more or less. Even you are thinking you are a follower, but as a matter of fact, all your activity, all your reaction, somehow you are a leader to some extent. Because all your behavior gonna affect the leader to do their decision. So one or the other, right, we want to touch this leadership. And today's verse, scripture, we're going to use is in the Luke chapter 6. And it's verse 39 and 40. And he say, the scripture say, he also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. So remember this, we're going to come in back to this. But before that, right, we want to make sure everyone here know you are a leader. And leadership watch, right? Based on the scripture we're going to talk about, there's two things we have to bear in our mind. Number one, is there a blindness? Doesn't matter you are in the leader role or you are the follower role. And the other, when you are taking the leadership, right, what are you doing? How do you get the right skill or right way to lead? Doesn't matter you are a teacher or you are the student. Either way, right, there's a teaching involved there. So this is a two focus, right, we're going to talk about today. There is a really interesting picture here. Number one say, congratulate. You got a leader. And the second picture talking about natural born leader. Is that such thing? Natural born leader? Maybe, maybe not. Let's talk about that. If I ask the question, how confident are you right now? Could you be a guide to the blind? Or are you really a light to those who are really in the darkness? How comfortable are you right now, at this moment? If I ask you the second question, how confident, right, you are not guiding the people, leading them astray? Or you are not guided by the people, right, brought you into the confusion? How are you going to answer this question? How can you be able to tell this, whether or not you are in the right way or in the right track? Remember, right, everybody know, as a Christian, we are born to have a one command to do. Go and make disciples of all nations. Go and make the disciple of all nations. Does that sound leadership to you? And interesting is that according to the great missionary, right, Hudson Taylor, he said this great commission is not an option. No, it's not an option. It's a command, right? You have to obey. So if this is a command, right, and you have to do that, right, then somehow you have to be lead. And in order to lead, right, maybe you should be the disciple first. And that's what the Pastor Philip, right, kept telling, do you really know what does the disciple of Jesus Christ mean to you? If you don't know, right, if you are blind on this, you only know the term disciple, and you don't know what behind that, how can you lead? How can you make the people, right, be disciple of the whole nation? Is it possible? No way. So this message, right, is very important. It doesn't matter, right, who you are or what kind of status you have right now. We have to learn this. So if we go inside, right, analyze the scripture, only two verses, and we can divide it into a two part. We're going to base on this, right, and to understand this passage fully and deriving now some principle we can apply to our life. We are the leader. Remember that. There's a two principle, right, really involved here. Number one, aware. You have to be watchful. Watch for the blindness. Watch for the leader leading you. And watch out, right, how they lead. Second thing is, right, there's some dedication. There's an effort involved as well. And when we are here to worship, when we are here to learn, there's only one goal. We want to know exactly who Jesus is. We want to know how he acts, how God do all this assignment, right, and manifest through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the end, there's only one end. We will be transformed and conformed to the very likeness of Jesus Christ. So this two principles, remember this, and we're going to go in back, right, and apply this out to link to the passage. So we divide the first part, blind, leading blind, both fall into a pit. Like this. Have you ever tried to play a game, tie your eye up and put your hand to the other shoulder and just follow the lead? As a matter of fact, most of us doing this in our living life. Because the world telling me, do this, you will be prosperous. You will be rich. You will be guaranteed to be successful. There are so many preaching nowadays, right? If you turn it on, you should tell yourself 1,000 times in the morning, look at the mirror, say, you are the most beautiful one. Repeat 1,000 times. Then you bring up your confidence. No kidding. Right? And the preach say, you are guaranteed to be the successful. All this temporary stop right now is because God gonna make you great. So if you did not get that promotion, if you are sick, or you are in a really wreckage relationship, that's because God wants to give you better. But sometimes, right, when we are in this, we don't know whether this preach is really based on God's word, but it does sound great. Right? So how can we tell what is really from God? What is our purpose in life? How can we be led or lead the people around us closer to God? Instead of doing this misleading, there's a three no-no. Number one, we should not be blind. Number two, we definitely don't want to follow the blind. Number two, we should not lead people in blind. Agree? Should be. So, we're going to talk about this blindness, darkness. Who are blind? Well, we can say, well, physically, right? Those people born in blind, birth defect. All those blindness, right, come into the injury or illness. But there's something, right, is even more terrible. Spiritual blindness. And this, somehow you cannot blind, you cannot blame other people. Because it's a self-choice. You refuse to open your eyes because you are really enjoy in the darkness. Don't get me wrong. Bible says very clear, there is a joy in sin. There is a joy. Don't get me wrong. Thinking about this Passion Week, even Jesus, right, have to fight in getting all the energy up in the Gethsemane garden, praying, right, with all his strength. And the sweat just dropped like a blood. Such anguish. The road to the cross is a glory through suffering, giving it up, sacrifice. But will you see that? Or we just say, oh, glory to glory. And we don't want to walk on the path, the narrow path. It's not easy. Last week we talked about Pharisees, those righteous people. Those try to separate them out, right? To lead the nation of Israel back to the right track. To worship God alone. They don't want them to be tarnished by the Roman Empire, by the Greek culture, by those idolatry. They want to be pure, back to the Old Testament time. But they don't want to recognize who Jesus is. They don't want to recognize under those signs, wonder, and miracle, and all those teaching. They know they are coming from God, but they won't recognize it. They just don't want to honor it. And whose fault that is? It's theirs. And talk about those disciples. Even one of them, right? Judas sold Jesus out with a holy kiss, with a $30 of silver. And there are so many talking about, you know, occasionally, right, on the Bible, right, say they just don't get it. They just don't get it. They don't have faith. And they don't even know why the Holy Christ, the anointing one with such a power, have to go through the suffering. And they don't even have no idea about this resurrection. What does resurrection mean to you? Does it have any relationship to your daily life right now? Everybody probably understands this. Do you know this verse? Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. This is Jesus saying. To who? To Peter. Why? The comment there is that you do not have in mind the concern of God, but merely human concern. Sometimes we care so much the affection, right, the love, but we don't bring the holiness and the justice, right, into the picture. We are too kind, right, to comfort people instead of bring them into the right path. Don't get me wrong. Peter knew who Jesus is. He said, "You are the Holy One, the Christ." And Jesus said, okay, this is a revelation from God, divinely. But later, Jesus began to say his mission. He's heading to the Jerusalem, and he had to be suffered, beaten, and had to be nailed on the cross. And 3 days later, resurrect. And then Peter said, no. Christ is glory. Christ is powerful. Christ, no need to go on the cross. Yes, what he says is true. But every person, including Jesus, when he down to the earth, give up everything, right? There is a mission. Just like we are commissioned. We have a mission. Mission to be the right leader. But sometimes we just ignore. Even we know all the scripture, even you know one scripture, we don't really abide it. We don't really apply them out. Love our neighbor. Sometimes we even fight with our wife, fight with our brother or sister. We fight with our parents. We fight with our children. We fight all the brothers and sisters in the church. Not to mention about the company, right? We should fight in a company anyway. So there are so many fighting, arguing, finger point. Is that worthy? Remember this one. God say, Jesus say to the bone blind, go and wash. There's always a command, follow it, right? During that time, they keep asking the blind who become can see, are you sure? Are you sure you are the dude, bone blind? And they just cannot figure it out. Why? And this is a comment from the person got healed. He said, one thing I do know, because they keep asking, right, who do this to you? And what do you think he is? And he said, well, I don't know who healed me. I only know there's a song. It could be from the Jesus. People told me. And later he said, it could be a prophet. And then keep going on, right? And in the end, he said, one thing I do know. I only know one thing. I was blind. But now I can see. So what can you see right now? We all can see, right? Physically. How about spiritually? Don't follow the blind. When somebody is leading you, right? Are you sure what is teaching, the direction is going, the approach is adopting is really leading you closer to God to manifest His love, His true identity, is it? Or is maybe you got all the world, good fortune, and you lost those, right? Divine. Or maybe you're too into the darkness of the world, right? And which is set up by Satan. That's why in the daily prayer you say what? Lead us not into what? Deliver us out of what? Evil. There's a daily, right, battle there. You have to open your eye to that. There's a very interesting story, right, in the Old Testament. It starts with, don't be afraid. The reason is, when they open up their eye, right, all the enemies surrounding the city. And there are so many, right, they are so afraid. Because this is just a merely, right, couple of people, the prophet and the student of prophet, right, there. And they are so afraid, then prophet Elisha say this. He prayed to the God, right? Say, open his eye, Lord, so they may see. And then all of a sudden, according to the scripture, right? God opened those eyes of the servant. So when they see, right? There are so many things in the air. Wrong in the wrong, protecting them. So, can we see that? Do you afraid? Are you worried? Well, I'm worried. I'm afraid. Always. I'm afraid when my daughter comes to ask my advice whether she should buy the health insurance. Interesting, right? I'm so afraid when my son coming up say he's going to pursue his medical degree, but he don't know how. I'm so afraid that my wife come to me and say, wow, it was a really nasty day in the workplace. I'm so afraid that Elder Jerry asked me, what should we do? And I'm so worried about the Pastor Philly asked me, what will you preach? Am I so afraid of the parent coming up to me and say, what are you going to do for the Awana program? There's so many worry in my heart. Every week, right, when I go to the school, right, every week I need to take a Hebrew test. Man, every word looked the same to me. And every word, right, with this comma on the top, the vowel they are changing, they got totally different meaning. But why we are here? Because we don't want to be in blind. Like other people in the world. We want to be changed. Right? We don't want to follow all this false doctrine, leading up possible into the wrong way and fall into the idolatry. We don't want to face all this judgment, right, from God alone. No, we don't want to do that. Aaron, the brother of Moses. While Moses, right, is in on the mountain receiving the command from God, Aaron and Israel, who just out of the Egypt, and they asking the Aaron, say, hey, we don't know what happened to this dude Moses. Maybe he already died. How about this? You become the new leader and make us the God. And that's what they made. They made a golden calf and bow down to it, right? And say, this is who brought you out of Asia. So what are we worshiping? Are we sure we are worshiping the right God who really saved us? Or we are worshiping upon the image of God, which we make it ourselves. So all this blindness, right? Okay, blindness, pitfall. All right? Okay, so we got a point. Be aware. But what is the right way to avoid that? Then Jesus said, the student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. So the key, number one, you have to follow the right teacher. And you have to really fully train. Remember, our journey is not finished yet. And it will never finish. The moment we accept Jesus Christ, right, into our heart, we repent, then we make him as our Lord, then our life is going to be endless. So we'll keep on learning. We are always learning. We're supposed to be always learning because there are so many things we don't know. We have so many deficiencies. Even we are anxious, right, to lead. And maybe we are thinking we are powerful enough to lead. That's okay. But we are not going to lead it in a dominating way, right? Forcing the people to do. Because inside our heart, you have to remember, we're still students. Always. But hope is that. When God say the fully trained, right, he have a special meaning there. It's a perfect. It's a complete. It's a fit. So it's kind of like that God is keep on mending, repairing, and restoring the broken of things. And the most visible one is that the catching net, when it got broken, God's mending that, make it be function well for God. And that's its meaning. And that's the calling to begin with, right? The calling, start with calling. He calling the John and James, calling the Peter and Andrew, say, follow me. And God will make them, right, to be the fisher of men. It's a leader. It's not just a follower. It's a follower and a leader. You follow right now because you're in destiny to be the leader. And you will be restored. And you're going to be perfect fit. And it's not only for you. It's also for your interpersonal relationship. And it's a continued process. It don't stop. It's not say one day I'm the leader and I'm the leader all the time. It's a mixture of follower and the leader, student and the teacher. And most important things, right, is individual first. Don't keep putting your eyesight right on other people. Whatever their role is totally different. God has a different assignment for him. You should focus on your learning, You should focus on the role God has set it up for you. It probably won't be easier. It probably going to be suffer more. And it could be even very difficult to swallow. But there is a path. There is a goal for you. And you have to walk it by yourself to some extent. Although we serve together, we edify each other, but there's a learning path, right? Will be individualized. And that's what Jesus said. If I want him, right, to remain alive until I return, why is that to you? The key is that you must follow me. So, perfect. Perfect is only through the work of Christ. Perfect is an intimate relationship, right? Vertically first. It's based on faith. And it's based on a daily commitment, right? You are willing to give it up your own ego. You are willing to carry all the top assignment God has assigned to you. And it's a really, really close following. Following the right leader. So that's what we talk about. Spiritual leadership. You have to have that passion, right? You have to know you are a leader and you're going to be a greater one. And you're going to lead. Not in a worldly way. Not step on the people, right, who you are leading. Instead, you're going to bring them up. You're going to make them even closer to Jesus Christ than you. Become a great disciple. Don't remain in blind. You are truly nature born. Because even before we got born, right, God already knows our existence. There's something we cannot choose, right, where we're born into. But definitely there's a way, right? We can choose to be a great leader. We are commissioned. We are obligation. We have to go and make the disciple of the old nation. And it starts with you. Blind cannot lead blind. Both will fall into the pit. Student cannot above the teacher. You got have to be full trained to be like our teacher. Leadership watch is extremely important. Extremely important. Don't get into the blindness. Don't fall into temptation. Don't in leading by the evil. Don't follow the evil. Get the right teaching. Stick to it. Work it out. Apply them out. Don't be blind. Don't choose to be blind. Don't prefer stay in blindness. No. Follow the Jesus Christ. Leading in the godly way. Follow it all the way through and open your heart to be trained well. Don't underestimate it. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who when all the trouble came to the earth, through all this suffering, ridiculous, die on the cross painfully, bleeding for us. That's a purpose. And God honored that, right? Resurrect our Lord Jesus Christ. And there's all authority already given to him. is sitting on the throne. And that's our leader. That's our teacher. That is the who we should follow. And therefore, we are able, right, to call ourselves to be a true disciple. And that's how we can really bring out the blessing and lead all the people who God had assigned to us. Every person is important. Every position, every status of yours right now is valuable. But you are going to be better. You will. Because we have Almighty God and the Son of God. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this day and the days to come. Please help us to become the great spiritual leader. Let us not to be blind anymore, not to follow the blind anymore, and let us not to lead in blind anymore. Through the work of Christ, sanctification of the Holy Spirit, and our daily commitment of following, we truly believe we will be full trained and transformed into the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. So cleanse us with the precious blood of Jesus and empower us to be a genuine disciple and disciple not only to those who we love, but also to those who've been assigned to us. May your name be exalted, and the kingdom, power, and the glory all belong to you forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.